Chapter 13, Anger Management. Now, anger is the punishment you give to yourself for somebody else's mistake. A very powerful quote and rightly said. Anger is an intense emotion for something that has already happened. So just think it over. When I say anger is the punishment you give to yourself for somebody else's mistake, it means I am losing my cool. I'm saying things which I should not be saying. I am shouting probably. I'm yelling. I am being rude. I'm being aggressive. But that too for what somebody else has done. So I am behaving in a particular manner which is for what somebody else has done. So anger is an emotion, and that emotion very often can be characterized by hatred. That hatred could be towards what someone has done or towards who the person is. That is why they are saying it is an intense emotion. But we also need to understand it is for something that has already happened. When something has already happened, does it really make sense to get angry? That is what I have to ask myself. Do I need to really shout for something that has already happened? Or do I need to just explain and discuss so that I don't lose my cool? That depends on me. So the following concepts will be covered in this chapter: meaning of anger, what is anger management, different strategies used to manage anger, steps implemented to tackle anger, what are the benefits of anger management, and then the conclusion. What is important is how do I manage myself, my feelings, my emotions when I am angry. That is what is most important. Anger is an intense emotion that leads to grief, sorrow, pain, and trouble. So anger is for something that has happened, that has passed. But it makes me feel, or it gives me that sense of pain, the trouble. Very often that anger could lead to resentment, bitterness. So if anger is not controllable, then aggressive feelings and behavior will be reflected. When I say when anger is not controllable, then constantly your behavior will be such that people will feel that look at the way he or she talks. There's so much of bitterness in his tone or her tone. Look at the way she's expressing herself. She barely speaks nicely to others, or he barely speaks nicely to others, because that condescending tone, that tone which is really, you know, rude, not giving a sense of understanding to others, because other person or the opposite people might feel, what is this? She or he is always talking like this, in this aggressive manner. A certain amount of anger is necessary and required to defend ourselves. So at times it is okay to speak up. At times it is okay to really, you know, say things. But then too, you don't need to literally be in a manner whereby others feel intimidated or threatened by you. When I say you don't need to be in the manner where others are intimidated or threatened by you, that means you don't need to get that or overtly aggressive. That's what we are trying to say. Anger can impact our behavior and emotions. And when anger turns destructive, it can impact relationships too. Definitely, the first thing that anger will disrupt will be relationships. Now, when we say anger can disrupt relationships, what does it mean? It means ideally it can go in a direction where it's going to create a rift. It can go in a direction where it is kind of not going to create a rift, where a rift is already created. And thus it will impact the behavior of the other people, the people opposite you. So it is derived from a Greek word, ankone, which means a strangling. So when you're caught up with anger, you are in that fit of rage. And it is understood, in a fit of rage, never will anything be said which is positive. Or in a fit of rage, never will anything be done which is positive. Everything that you do in a fit of rage is somewhere going to reflect on your negative behavior. What is anger management? When anger leads to repulsive behavior, you know, behavior which you just cannot tolerate because the person is shouting, the person is rude, the person is saying things which you find difficult to even believe, understand, or even digest. You can't seem to digest it. You feel, my gosh. So it leads to repulsive behavior and interferes in your day-to-day activities, then it is important to manage anger. So then you need to understand that anger needs to be managed. Different people have different ways of expressing anger. But anger should be monitored with self-awareness. And this can prevent one from getting violent. The moment you become aware, then it'll prevent you from being or getting into the mode or state where you become a bit violent. So that is something which you need to tackle. Now, what do I mean by anger should be monitored? If you monitor your behavior and your words, then you will not get angry. So how can anger be monitored? First and foremost, every day tell yourself that today I'm only going to speak nice and positive. If a situation arises where I need to lose my cool, I do that self-talk within those few seconds, but I can show it in my behavior, in that one sentence where I get a bit rude or when I get a bit sarcastic. You know, that happens, that can happen to me. I don't get angry, but that one sentence I will say rudely or sarcastically, which will make you feel the pinch. You will feel, oh gosh, because it's only that one sentence, but the facial expression and the words will say it all. So just the moment you're about to get angry, do self-talk. And you can do this if you're in a heightened state of awareness. You can do it. Secondly, what should you do? That tell yourself that before I say so many things which will cost me. What do I mean by that? If I'm going to shout, if I'm going to be rude, if I'm going to be yelling and saying things, it's going to cost me health. It's going to make my heartbeat go higher. It may lead to health problems at a later stage of life. We all know it. So why should I lose my cool for what somebody else has done? Definitely, I can get upset or get angry for that 1 minute in those one, two sentences that I say. That is how you need to manage and control your anger. And that works. You know, that one sentence said sarcastically, the opposite person feel, yeah, she's told me this. That's it. That's all what you need to do. So it is important to express anger in an assertive manner and not get aggressive. Anger can be suppressed, but not in a manner where it can be redirected towards somebody else, or it can go within and cause hypertension and depression. So you have to constantly remind yourself that if you're not able to vent that anger, say if you're having constant arguments with a senior person in your organization because you all both think differently on certain perspectives, but you know that you cannot show your anger, not at all. But doesn't mean that anger is redirected towards you and you suppress it within, because then you will realize that you are getting more into that mode where you fight with somebody else. You're getting into that mode where eventually you would feel that low self-esteem is sinking in, and that can lead to more depression. See, whenever you cannot say or express, that means express, say, your anger to the opposite person due to certain reasons, you have to remind yourself that it is best to forget this talk at this juncture. In the sense, if you are having varied views with a person at top management and eventually you have to do what the top management says, then it is better you accept that situation the way it is and move on. Because if I sit and I accumulate all what I feel out here, then it'll show up in my behavior with somebody else. So it'll lead to more conflicts. It'll show disruption in my behavior. I will not be able to concentrate. I will not be able to have a rapport because my behavior will be so difficult. So please understand that you should not let certain events, situations, and sometimes even people impact you in that manner whereby, as I read somewhere, you give the remote control of your life to them. You're actually letting them realize that because of them, you're feeling in this manner. You're actually letting them realize that because of them, you are feeling so helpless and you're behaving in a manner which is not acceptable or appealing at all. So anger management is how we handle the situations that gets us angry. So start redirecting your anger. Redirecting your anger, that same anger can be used to fight and create a scene. But that same energy can be used in a positive way, where I work more with people to bring about more of collaboration in my organization, where I try and understand the problems which others are facing, where I try and relate to what people are saying. So I am putting in all my, see, what is anger? It is a form of energy. So why don't I put in all my energy towards positive situations and positive people? That is what is important, right? What is anger management? It is necessary to mindfully observe what has triggered your anger. When I say it is necessary to mindfully observe what has triggered your anger, sometimes you may get angry for a particular reason, which is not the actual reason. So you have to go to the root of it. Is there something that is bothering you since the last few weeks? But today it came out in form of anger in this manner. So you can introspect the following. What is it that makes you angry? To what extent is your anger justified? And as for the situation, is the intensity of your anger appropriate or justified? So what is it that makes you angry? Is it a conflict with a colleague? Displeasure with, say, some policy of the company? Or is it that there's unrealistic expectation to complete a task within a deadline? So, say, for example, a conflict with a colleague. But to what extent is your anger justified? Do you feel it is correct to put forward your anger or channelize your anger towards somebody else who may not even be responsible for it or who may not even be in that situation but is facing your anger? So you have to ask yourself, firstly, is that anger justified? And you have to also ask yourself that since you're dealing with a colleague where you're both are constantly in a conflict, You know, so does it really serve the purpose where you constantly get angry? You need to ask yourself that. What strategies should you adapt to so that your anger is channelized or redirected in an appropriate manner? So I have to ask myself that instead of getting angry, what can I really do so that my anger is channelized in a proper way? And lastly, how to control your anger. So research says that you need to become aware, you need to identify the root cause of the anger, which may be related to other aspects. That means you may have one particular cause. Say you've applied for a home loan, so you get stressed. But then that anger is going in various directions because at work you're not able to focus, you're having a lot of burden, you're feeling pressurized. So then that anger gets split into various zones and then your behavior changes. So anger management is how we handle the situations that gets us angry. Components of anger management. Anger management is the approach that is developed to deal with the emotional and psychological consequences of your behavior. When I say approach that is developed to deal with the emotional and psychological consequences of your behavior, what does it mean? How am I handling my own emotions? How am I handling my own mindset and thought process? The way I handle my emotions, mindset, and thought process, that's how I will behave with others. So first component is communication skills. See, if I am very angry towards a person, it'll show in my communication. If I'm very angry towards a particular situation, it'll probably show up in my behavior. So first thing that gets impacted is what I am saying. Then it'll get impacted at a level in terms of my tone. Then it'll get impacted at a level in terms of my words. That means how am I communicating with you? So all these are interconnected. And all these will ideally bring a shift in your behavior and impact your day today life. The main purpose of anger management is effective communication and to manage your emotions in a positive way and express your concerns and stress without getting angry. When I say manage your emotions in a positive way, so emotions can be negative, but emotions can always be positive too. When I keep a check on my emotions, those negative emotions can ideally turn out to be positive. So if I keep a check on my anger, that same aggression which is there, it'll turn to being assertive. See, what happens when you are angry? You perceive everyone as a threat. You cannot seem to express and accept the differences, right? You are not focusing on commonalities. You're focusing only on the differences. And when you're angry, what do you see? You only see negative in the other person. You don't see any positive in the person or the situation which is bothering you. And how can this ideally be resolved? The moment I realize that this has been communicated, the moment we put in effort to resolve the issues, the moment we work together towards a solution, and then we realize that we have come up with ways and means to avoid a situation getting out of control, then that anger is not really there anymore. Next one is awareness. Anger management programs will help individuals understand their emotional state of mind and how anger can be redirected. When I say anger management programs will help individuals understand their emotional state of mind, What is it that your mind is going through? What about your past experiences and events in life which have ideally shaped your thought processes to be in a certain way? Who are the people whom you've dealt with who have made your life more difficult? How did you deal with them in return? What about your experiences, your knowledge, which shapes your mind and thought process? So all this will help you to have a better or a positive emotional state of mind depending on your ability to recuperate if you have been through a lot in life. So these anger management programs, they actually help you to understand what is at the root of you behaving in this manner. What is at the root of your feelings and emotions for you to become so aggressive, right? So anger management is how we handle the situations that get us angry. So the more aware we are, the more we are in the present moment, and then we are able to deal with it better. Then we talk of stress management. Stress and anger are directly connected. Remember that. But what is important, that how much of stress and anger can influence you depends on your perspective. If my stress leads to aggression, then my anger will be out of control. But if my stress is manageable, where I do self-talk, then anger too will be in control. So control your anger before anger controls your mind. That is important. And nothing is impossible. It's only about you bringing a shift in your thought processes. That's what you need to put your mind on. Coping mechanism. Your desire for perfection can be the cause of anger. Whenever possible, leave some space for imperfections. If you feel that you can leave some space for imperfections, it is fine. Because we all have this wish at the end of the day that everything should be perfectly done. Everything should be perfect. But at times, there may be situations where it is not so perfect, where the situation is not so perfect, the outcome of that situation may not be up to the mark. So, how do I increase my coping mechanism, my ability to cope? One way to cope is to visualize a relaxing experience, for example, a beautiful scenery. See, this is something very basic when I talk of visualizing a beautiful place, there's a lot of greenery, or I'm seeing the sea and I'm feeling that, wow, this is so beautiful, see the waves, that sort. Also, one can practice taking slow breaths that can prove to be beneficial. So anger management is how we handle the situations that gets us angry. So when we talk of coping mechanism, what are the two important points that I need to look into? Next, we talk of identifying triggers. Individuals can identify their own triggers and need to be more alert that expectations and wants that may not be fulfilled can lead to anger and frustration. See, every expectation of yours may not be fulfilled. What you need to do is that have expectations. It's absolutely fine. But you also need to understand that if at all certain expectations don't get fulfilled, do you have a backup for it? Do you have any other plan that can move forward so that you don't feel disheartened? Also, what we discussed in the previous slide, when I talk of coping mechanism, I'm adjusting my behavior to cope with something that is not so pleasing, that means something negative. But I'm doing everything to accept and adjust to that situation which is negative, and at the same time having a positive mindset. So what is important out here? That the moment I identify the the reasons, the actual reasons, where I am aware that few aspects of my life may not go the way I want them to go, then it will help me to keep a check on reality. You know, where we do a reality check, where I know that these are my expectations, but I also am aware that out of the five expectations, one may not be fulfilled. So if I'm aware and I've identified that, then my anger will be reduced or probably not be there at all. So anger and frustration can be caused due to certain problems that may not have immediate solutions. Of what I've read, every problem has a solution. If there's no solution, it is not really a problem. What is the problem? The problem is that you're focused only on the problem. When I say you're focused only on the problem, you're giving too much attention to that problem. Why don't you shift to solutions? Now, what is the bigger problem with solutions? The solution is not as per my choice. I want a solution in this manner. If there is unrealistic expectation for a deadline, the solution is what? I need to put in longer hours. Say that's the solution. But what solution do I want? An extension of deadline, which may not be possible because deadlines have to be lived up to. So why don't I accept the fact that let me put in longer hours? It's just a matter of few days. Then things will be fine. But the solution is not as per my choice, then again, one may sink into anger and frustration. So, you know, we constantly have to do self-talk, we constantly need to understand, and we constantly have to be able to relate that these are factual aspects of life which I have to be able to handle. The moment I handle these factual aspects of life, means this is a fact, this is what is happening, handle it. Trust me, you have won half the battle, because when you keep control over your anger, you have mastered the skill of winning over people. I'm again saying, at times you may need to be angry, but you don't express your anger in more than one sentence and you express it in a particular tone that is enough for the opposite person to convey. Sorry, that is enough for the opposite person to understand. Thus, it is best to restructure our thought process and change our attitudes towards what is causing anger. Behavior modification or changes in behavior are integral to calming down.